We're doing the laws of putting on tefillin. Perek Yud, Halacha Bet, page 20 in the Ketzur Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chaim. Yechaven banachtam shetzivan HaKadosh Baruch Hu laneach arba parshiyot elu. He should have in mind as he dons his tefillin that God commanded us to wear these four parshiyot. Sheyesh behem yichud shmo, that in these four parshiyot is stated that God is singular. V'yitziat Mitzrayim, that God took us out of Mitzrayim. And God told us to place these four parshiyot al azra, on the arm, keneged alev, opposite the heart, v'al arosh keneged amoach, and on the head, opposite the mind, kedei shenizkor nisim v'niflot she'asah imanu, so that we remember the miracles, the awesome things God did with us, she'em morim al yichudo, that these miracles, they attest to God's singularity, v'asholo hakoach v'memshela, and that God has the power, he has the control, v'elyonim uv'tachtonim, above and below, lasot v'em kirtzono, to do as he chooses. V'yishabed la'kadosh b'chu hanshama shi b'moch v'gam alev, shu ikar ha'tava, and one has to think, my mind, my neshama in my mind, my heart, which is shu ikar ha'tava, that is the essence of desire, are all subservient to the will of God, u'v'zeh yizkor ha'borei v'yamita na'otav, and in that, he remembers his creator and he lessens his material, his worldly pleasures. Now, this kavanah is very important because by the mitzvot of tefillin, the Torah tells us the reason of the mitzvah. It says, what does it say? Let's open up the Siddur. It says in the Parshiyot, yeah, but here the Torah tells us the kavanah is important. The Torah says, "V'ayah lo'ot al yadcha zikon beinecha leman tiyet Torah Hashem b'ficha ki v'yadcha zikah utziyecha Hashem mitzrayim." And then the Torah says, "Ki v'chol zikah utziyano Hashem mitzrayim." So the Torah tells us these concepts. That these concepts are part of the mitzvah, and that's why a person, when he dons his tefillin, he said it in a slightly lengthy way. What I did the first few times after I learned these halachot, every time I'd wear my tefillin, I'd reread the halachot. What do I have to have kavanah when I wear my tefillin? You ask most people, what kavanah do you have to have when you wear your tefillin? They start thinking, well, it should be shaku b'ficha. Ani minyach tefillin, nizkor shakadosh baruch hu tzi utanu meyotz mitzrayim. V'yad chazaka uvizroa netuya. V'nizkor shu ba'al hakochot mememshala kulam. V'lshabed ta'avoteinu machshavoteinu la'avodoto yitbarach. Look in the Shulchan Aruch, that's almost verbatim what it says in Shulchan Aruch. The only reason I remember it is because I reviewed it many times, because every time I put on film, the first few times after I learned this halacha, I would open the Shulchan Aruch, because I didn't remember it. So I always open the Shulchan Aruch in the beginning to remind myself, what are the kavanot I have to have? And every time a person after he puts on tefillin should have in mind, that's why I'm doing this mitzvah. That's what the Torah says. I'm doing it because Hashem commanded me, and Hashem commanded me, and He said, I'm commanding you so that... Yeah, but it's not only lisko. There are a few concepts here. That Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, that He is the only one that controls the world, and that we are... machshavot and tavot are subservient in.
Subservient, yes.
Yeah.
We are combined in this left side here.
Now, I was in doubt. I once put on my tefillin when I was starting out, and I had in mind that Hashem took Zal Mitzrayim. But I didn't have in mind that Hashem took Zal Mitzrayim with an outstretched arm. And technically, it says in the Pasuk, Yad Chazaka, Hashem took you out with a strong arm out of Mitzrayim. And in Shulchan Aruch it says, part of the Kavanah is you should have in mind that Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim with an outstretched arm. So if I just had in mind that Hashem took Zal Mitzrayim without that point, was I Yotze the Kavanah or not? I don't know. I put on my tefillin again. And I thought that again when I put on the tefillin. I don't know what it means. It's a good question. What does it mean with an outstretched arm? I don't know. Sorry. I know the words. I don't know what it means.